Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. This week I'm going to talk about life domains, what they are and how they can help us live on purpose. You know, this has been an eye-opener for me in doing the research. What I found is there are 5 basic life domains, but you can track 25 life domains if you want to. I mean, there's always freedom to choose how many or how few areas you want to focus on because it's your life. What I want to do is share some of the life domains, and then you can use whichever ones you feel you need to focus on. I also want to take it from the extreme of 12 to 15 life domains and make it a little simpler. So why are life domains important? Knowing and understanding what life domains are helps us understand how we're doing in each area of our life. If we are honest, they can show us where we're being super successful and where we really need work. I went through an exercise in 2018 and found that I was floundering in most areas of my life that exercise tracked. In fact, according to that survey, out of the 9 areas it focused on, I was on the bottom in 5 and just above the bottom in 2. I was only doing really good in 2 areas of my life, spirituality and relationships. The funny thing is, those were the areas that I had decided to work on earlier that year, so I knew before I ever took the survey, there were things I needed to work on. You probably know that too. You know there are things in your life, areas, that can use some work. And deciding on what life domains we want to focus on and sticking to it can help us grow in those areas. Now, I'd love to tell you I didn't jump in and try to fix all my life domains right away, but that's not true. I tried to fix everything all at once and failed miserably. So what I did was back up and start over and develop a set of life domains that fit my lifestyle. Because when we try to be something we're not, we usually end up not being successful. Another thing I learned while doing this exercise is life domains are a lot like values. When we know them and focus on them, we can adjust them so we grow. Knowing what we value and where our values fit into our life domains adds just another level to our growth. The great engineer and inventor Douglas Engelbart said, "The better we get at getting better, the faster we will get better." He knew that the more we know and understand ourselves, the more we can grow and become who we were truly meant to be. And that's what life is about. So what are some of the life domains? The one more or less scientific study I found said that there are 5 basic life domains: health, relationships, community, career, and spirituality. But what happens is we get a hold of this and the list grows exponentially. Health becomes diet, exercise, personal growth, and mental health. Relationships become spouse, significant other, children, and extended family. Community becomes volunteering, religious organizations, kids, sports, and friends. Career becomes vocation, job, avocation, hobbies, and leisure. Spirituality becomes faith and religion. Then each of those can have their own areas. And then you add money in, and money becomes retirement, finance, and charitable giving. So you can see how confusing it gets pretty quick. There are 26 things I just listed. And if we try to focus every day or every week on each of those things, we're going to drive ourselves mad and end up not focusing on anything. Maybe you've done some work in this area before and you've seen what's called a wheel of life. It's got life domains listed around the edge, and it goes from 0 to 10 on a spokes radiating out from the center. The object with that wheel is to try to make all of them a 10. And again, knowing where you are is one thing, but knowing how to fix it is another. If we always have to be a 10 in every area of our life, again, I feel like we're going to falter more than grow. So let's try to keep it simple. We don't want to use these kind of things to beat ourselves up. God knows we get enough of that from the constant barrage of negative self-talk. I want us to be simple and think about the 3 to 5 areas of our life that matters most to us. And I'm going to tell you up front, these things are going to change. What's important today may not be important tomorrow, but you have to decide that. And if you want the list of life domains that I gave, the transcript for this podcast will be on the website and you can download it from there. For me, I base the 5 life domains I focus on around my top 5 values, which are freedom, personal growth, faith, family, and leadership. My life domains I focus on are spirituality and faith, family, personal development, friends, and leisure. For you, this list will be different. You may decide to use the 5 basic areas: health, relationships, community, career, and spirituality. Or it may be exactly the same as mine with different words attached. If you notice, I don't have career on my list because it falls under personal development, family, and leisure for me. If those are in alignment, then my career is going to be fine. But you have to decide what matters most to you, then see how few life domains you can get into it. For years, people have tried to expand personal growth tools like this to fit every area of life into them. And I want to get away from that expansion, because my job as a coach is to help you live a life that you design and manage with as little effort as possible. When you wake up in the morning and try to decide how to be a 10 in 12 different life domains, you can't do that. And I can tell you from experience, you'll never say, "I wish I had worked more." You know, "I wish I was a 10 in my career and you're a 3 at home." If you're a 10 at home, you're going to do fine in your career no matter what. Just my opinion. Once you have the life domains down that you want to focus on, the next thing you need to do is ask the right questions. In his book, Living the Life You Were Meant to Live, Tom Patterson gives 4 questions to ask about your life domains. What's going right? What's going wrong? What's confused? And what's missing? For what's going right, we're going to optimize it. Do more of what's going right. How can you optimize it for another area if that will help you do better in that area? For what's going wrong, change it. Add something to it or remove something from it. Whatever you need to do to fix what's going wrong. For what's confused, clarify it. Maybe the life domain you put down doesn't actually fit into what you need to focus on. Be as clear as you can about everything you're doing. And for what's missing, add it. Is there something you need to do for the life domains that you have? Do you need to add another life domain? Whatever it is, figure it out and take that step. If you spend 10 to 15 minutes a week and 1 hour a month looking at your life domains, you will know where to focus your effort. Self-examination and developing awareness of how you live will lead to nothing but growth. And that's what life is about. Growing towards the person you were created to be. Like everything else in life, this isn't rocket science. We want to live life like a loose garment. You probably know already exactly what areas of your life you need to focus on. So I hope this podcast has just jogged your memory. And again, the list will be on the website, recaptureyour.life. All right, that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to stay up to date with all the happenings at Recapture Your Life Coaching, you can subscribe on the website at recaptureyour.life. If you just want to keep up with the podcast, please remember to like and subscribe where you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.